What's he building in there?
I'm so sorry.
I know exactly what you mean.
He's got the whole world in his hands. Got the whole wide.
Tired of being devilish. Sick of being wicked. Habitual and untrue. Another star knows him. Although it is me and him, I send regards to you. Standing on the steps. Steps of the cathedral. Watch the sun fade. Trying to get to somewhere. Trying to get to anywhere. God won't end my day.
Good evening. Welcome to the Unknown and Unheard, right here with you every Wednesday night, right here on WJAA 96.3. Or if you can't catch me on the air, catch me on the web at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Stream, download, podcast the show, all from right there. Tonight's show is one of my favorite shows of the year. It's the Halloween edition of the UNU. So much of the music and bands that I like really play this kind of dark, ominous sound, kind of heavy, sludgy at times, sometimes just kind of eerie and light. Tom Waits, the Black Angels, the Black Keys, Timber Tomber, all those bands you'll be hearing tonight, and Mark Lanegan, who you've heard one song from already and you're about to hear another. I think I've played his music almost every Halloween show, but I stumbled across an EP that I'd never listened to, and man, the one track you've heard from him I thought was the perfect track for tonight. It was called On the Steps of the Cathedral. Before that, I had a mashup of a couple other things, a White Zombie song, a little clip from that, and then almost have to play little Tom Waits, What's He Building In There, kind of loop that in throughout the show. But that all led into On the Steps of the Cathedral by Mark Lanegan again. It is off Here Comes That Weird Chill. It's a 2003 EP, came out right before his sixth and final solo album. He's also been a member of early grunge band Screaming Trees, also Queens of the Stone Age, collaborated with the Twilight singers Greg Dulli for the Gutter Twins project, and then Mark Lanegan and Isobel Campbell. They did some duets, really mellow, cool album, and the Soul Savers. He gets around, he makes some really badass music. On the Steps of the Cathedral, the one you just heard, and next up, Wish You Well, another one from Here Comes That Weird Chill, EP out in 2003, Mark Lanegan. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Turn on this carousel along with something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why.
All right, started you off with a mashup featuring two Mark Lanegan songs, but again, scattered throughout Tom Waits, What's He Building In There, and then also the White Zombie track, Grease, Paint, and Monkey Brains. Fun one there, but if you want some good Halloween music, you can definitely see Rob Zombie and White Zombie. But again, the two Mark Lanegan tracks, On the Steps of the Cathedral, that song just got me fired up for Halloween. Watched a bunch of scary stuff yesterday. Then after that, the one you just heard, Wish You Well, again by Mark Lanegan. Something seems weird here. Hang on. Let me do this. Much better. That's much, much better. All right. Next up, rolling right into it, gotta keep this fast-paced, two tracks for you, and thank you, Tom Waits. Your music, of late at least, fits Halloween perfectly, and you just released a new album this week, came out Monday. Awesome stuff. This album is great. I think I like this better than the past couple he's done, but man, tonight I have the track that I've edited significantly. Tom Waits, Hell Broke Loose. It is off Bad As Me, the brand new album. First since 2004. But he is back, better than ever, and I cannot wait to hopefully see him again if he goes on tour. Then after that, the Black Angels. I said they fit. They certainly do. Here's Phosphine Dream, the title track from their 2010 album. This album is pretty great. Again, Black Angels, Phosphine Dream, about as dark as you can get some of their music. But first up, brand new, Tom Waits, Hell Broke Loose. This is the Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
I had a good home on the left. I had a good home on the left. My death. That big fucking bomb made me deaf, deaf. A home beam mechanic put his Kevlar on wrong. I guarantee you'll meet up at the suicide bomb. Hell broke loose. Hell. Ditches in the middle of the road. You pay $100 just for filling in the hole. Listen to the general every goddamn word. How many ways can you polish up a turd? And left, right, left, left, right, left, right. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. How is it that the only ones responsible for making this mess? Got the sorry asses able to a goddamn desk. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Left, right, left. What did you do before the war? I was a chef. I was a chef. And what was your name? It was Jeff, Jeff. I lost my buddy and I wept, wept. I come down from the meth. So I slept, slept. I had a good home, but I left, left. Pants did the wind for a joke. I pranced right in with the dope. Glanced at her shin, she said, nope. Hope. Yes. Right, left. Nimrod Bod Fish, have you any wool? Get me another body bag, the body bag's full. And my face was scorched, scorched. I miss my home, I miss my porch, porch. Left, right, left. Can I go home in March? March. My stance was a chin full of soap. That rancid dinner with the Pope. And left, right, left. Kelly Prisoda got his thumbs blown off. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. Sergio's developing a real bad cough. And hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Hell broke loose. Head away and boom went Bowery. Huh. What the hell was it that the president said? Give them all a beautiful parade instead. And left, right, left. While I was over here, I never got to vote. I left.
aching chaos, praise the Bible.
More songs down. First up, Tom Waits' brand new track, Bad As Me, is the new album. The track was Hell Broke Loose, 17th album. Awesome stuff. Love me some Tom Waits. After that, Black Angels' Phosphine Dream. It's the title track from their third album out last year. I've said it before, they just need to score just about every horror movie soundtrack out there. It would fit perfectly. Next up is a set of three that's going to feature two of my favorite Halloween bands. One's just really one song from a very popular band. First up, Arcade Fire, Neon Bible is the track. It's the title track there from their sophomore album. They've had one since then, I believe. It was just the one out last year. But Neon Bible, their 2007 album. These guys have just blown up incredibly huge, but this track is one of my all-time favorites. After that, Timber Tomber. They've been around for three albums as well. I'm bringing you one from their debut out in 2007. It was entitled Medicinals. Timber Tomber, There Is a Cure is the track's name. Eerie, spooky, cool. Out of Toronto. And then closing it out with a new band that I like a lot that doesn't necessarily fit the theme, but I really wanted to get another track from Emperor X on here. Allahu Akbar is the track tonight. It is from their fifth album, Western Teleport. This one is going to be on the Best of the UNU 2011 without question. Emperor X, Allahu Akbar. Before that, Timber Tomber, There Is a Cure. And right now, Arcade Fire, Neon Bible. Neon Bible. No chance for survival. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
For the hope and for the pain, and the light they both look the same. Put them out on the world, on every boy and every girl. Send the Neon Bible, Neon Bible. Not much chance for survival if the Neon Bible. Right. Take the poison of your rage. Don't lick your fingers when you turn the page. What I know is what you know is right. In the city, you're sitting with lies. The neon bulb, neon bulb. Not much chance for survival. The neon bulb is right.
soaking up the sunlight. Faster in the daytime hours. Oh, you never sleep at night. And there is a cure for this, and it starts with one deep breath. The air was never sweet enough. Oh, the air was never sweet. It's with me in the truck, and it's with me on the sidewalk. I know it when you turn me down. I know it's with me all year round. And I know this is a weakness, and I know the darkness here. But the air was never sweet enough. Oh, the grass was never green.
up. We made a pact with the Arakeen, and we built ourselves a filter. A city hydra's undrinkable. Shattered cinder blocks are the favorite things to talk about. We saw your face in the Guardian, and it raised the circulation. Send us rain, please transmit, please receive our dumb prayers. Telepath, send a flood, send us an avalanche. Send us cold, send us ice, send us meteorites. Send us snow, send us hail, send us high speed rail. We can pay, we should pay, we will pay. We insist, no default, but we must get down to Chechnya. We defend, we fight back, we plant bombs on our tracks. We skip church and call them monotheists.
Three songs wrapping up right there. First up, Arcade Fire Neon Bible, off the album of the same name, their second album out in 2007. After that, Timber Tomber. There Is a Cure is the track's name. Medicinals was their debut album. They've released two since. All three have been great. And then closed it out with Emperor X. New to the UNU band that I'm really big into. I need to dig up their first four albums, because that's their fifth, and it's pretty darn good. Allahu Akbar was the track from Emperor X. Western Teleport is their fifth album. Former high school science teacher there. Next up, I have, I think, the song that is my favorite song for Halloween. Black Keys, When the Lights Go Out. This one I definitely have played every year. This track in particular, that with Neon Bible, When the Lights Go Out. It is off their third album, The Rubber Factory. They have a brand new album on its way before the end of the year. Black Keys, just great, dirty garage blues rock. You can't beat it, and they do it just about better than anyone. After that, The Kills, another kind of dark, gloomy, ominous band, but reminds you a little bit of a darker version of the White Stripes. Ticket Man is the track I have from The Kills. It's a duo, and I didn't get to see them at South by Southwest, but I really want to. Hopefully they'll be back next year. But No Wow, it is their second album of four. It was out back in 2005. Again, The Kills, Ticket Man, and then closing it out with a brand new band to the show, The Ghost Wolves. Gonna Live is the track. In Your Neck is the name of the album it comes from. Think Black Keys here as well, plus Kills, plus White Stripes, all the same. This set flows pretty nicely. Ghost Wolves, Gonna Live is the track before that. Ticket Man by The Kills. And right now, When the Lights Go Out by the Black Keys. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3. Can't be.
problem, man? Here's the ticket. What's the problem? Too many problems. Is the ticket in my hand? Why don't you give it up? Get it down. Spend half as much. Kills you in half the time. I'll pull on the baby red number, make it hard to hear, hard to stand, hard to sit around. Nothing's gonna kiss you like the gifts are gonna get you from waiting it out. Here's the ticket, what's the problem? Too many tickets is the problem, ma'am. Here's the ticket, what's the problem? Too many problems is the ticket, man. Here's the ticket, what's the problem? Many tickets is the problem, man. Here's the ticket. What's the problem? Too many problems is the ticket in my hand. Much kill you in half the town. Oh, it's a little too easy to always be kind, but the longer it takes, the more you must find. A little too easy to always be kind, but the longer it takes, the more you must find. Here's the ticket, what's the problem? Too many tickets is the problem, man. Here's the ticket, what's the problem? Too many problems is the ticket, man. Here's the ticket. What's the problem? Too many tickets is the problem, man. Here's the ticket. What's the problem? Too many problems is the ticket in my hand.
Place of my birth.
that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low.
All right, a set of three wrapping up right there, led off by possibly the most fitting. Black Keys, When the Lights Go Out is the track off the Rubber Factory, their third album out in 2004. Again, they have a new one coming out shortly before the end of the year, we've been told. After that, The Kills with the track Ticket Man. Kind of cool, dark-sounding track there. It is off their second album of four, No Wow. Their latest is Blood Pressure. It was out earlier this year. Then close out the set with The Ghost Wolves. Gonna Live is the track. In Your Neck is the name of their album. First time on the show, Austin, Texas band. Next up, a set of four, then one, and then two in overtime that don't necessarily fit the Halloween theme quite as well. First up in this set is a band that I'm playing for the first time here on the Third Man Records label. That is Jack White's label. He found this all-female group called the Black Bells. Again, the dark noir-style blues rock. The track I have from the Black Bells is Lies. It is off the What Can I Do single. Out this year, really fun band. I like this one a lot. After that, I can't really ask for much more than Tom Waits releasing an album in the week, but if I can have that and have King Khan release a brand new album in the same week, I'm pretty darn happy. He did. Both of them have. King Khan, the King Khan Experience is what he's calling this latest album. I Got Love is the track I'm bringing you. There's a bunch of free stuff. I think the entire album is free for download. I'll make sure I put that up on the blog, but I Got Love from the King Khan Experience. After that, another brand new track, this one from Deer Tick. I've played a couple tracks from their new album, Divine Providence. Tonight I have the amped up rocker, The Bump. Cool track there. Kind of fits the hardcore theme, plus the one lyric, we're grown men, but we act like boys. Good stuff there. Deer Tick, The Bump, and then closing it out with Jeff the Brotherhood. About as heavy and as sludgy as you can get in a band and still be pretty darn good. Jeff the Brotherhood, Whatever I Want. It is off the Whatever I Want two-song single. Their fourth and latest album was out earlier this year. It was called We Are Champions. Again, Jeff the Brotherhood, Whatever I Want. Before that, Deer Tick, The Bump. Second up in the set, King Khan, I Got Love, and right now, the Black Bells, Lies. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
I got a warrant out. We're full grown.
seeing the blue light of a TV show.
All right, four tracks just wrapped up, one track left, very little time, but the four you just heard. First up, the Black Bells. After that, the King Khan Experience. He's back. Awesome. I Got Love is the track. And then Deer Tick, The Bump, and then closed it out with Jeff the Brotherhood, Whatever I Want, off the Whatever I Want single. One song left. It's going to officially close out kind of the Halloween portion. If you go to the overtime, there's two really awesome tracks, new tracks, that you can only hear if you go to the UNU blog, but they are not Halloween themed. Try to keep it all concealed so everybody could hear the Halloween goodness. But the one I'm closing it out with is probably the one man that I mentioned earlier that I have not played yet. Nick Cave. About as noir and dark and dirty as you can get with some of his albums. Whether it's Grinder Man or just the Nick Cave and the Bad Seed stuff, it is fitting. Love it a lot. Nick Cave, Death Is Not the End. That was a very fitting track to close out the show. It is off his 1996 album, Murder Ballads, his 9th album overall. His latest project and release was with his Grinderman side project. All excellent. Nick Cave, Death Is Not the End. Thank you for joining me for this very special Halloween edition of The Unknown and Unheard. Again, my name is Kyle Kaufman. Check out the UNU blog at unknownunheard.blogspot.com. This has been The Unknown and Unheard. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
When you're sad and when you're lonely and you haven't got a friend, just remember the death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all your dreams have vanished and you don't know what's up the bend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When storm clouds gather round and heavy rains descend, just remember that death is not the end.
And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
For the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies.
And the bright light of salvation up in dark and empty skies.
When the cities are on fire with the burning flesh of men, just remember that death is not the end.
When you search in vain to find some law-abiding citizen, just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
Rock your world with great classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3 WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.
Welcome to the You and You Overtime. Going to keep it short and sweet this evening. The one song you just heard was Nick Cave, Death Is Not the End. Two tracks left, and then some potluck stuff at the end. Some more fun Halloween treats. First up is Bombadil. First time I've seen anything from this band, but it's their third album. The album's called All That the Rain Promises, and One Whole Year is this incredibly catchy, awesome track. But Bombadil, One Whole Year, and then closing it out with a track from an EP that just got snuck out. White Denim put out an EP. It's called Takes Place in Your Workspace. The track I have is Cat City, a more mellow side to White Denim than you're normally accustomed to hearing. But White Denim, Cat City. Before that and right now, Bombadil, One Whole Year. This has been the Unknown and Unheard Overtime. Thanks for checking me out. Have a great whenever you've listened.
One day I went to work, told them I had had enough. I was born to be an artist, I was meant for paint and brush. And so I sold all I owned, what I didn't sell I burned. And I moved in with my parents, bought supplies with what I'd earned. And now all I got to show for these empty cans of paint is a portrait of my mother, a superb landscape. Feet and the test results were good enough to let them set me free. And now they're tearing off my cast, and I'm trying to recall how to walk and how to dance and how it feels when I fall. Jury, but my lawyer says it's over and I really shouldn't worry. And I thought I'd get off clean, but they burned my passage checker. Don't they know a man is more than what's recorded on the record? And so they haul me off in chains and they show me to my cell. It's a place that never rained.
Feeling this.
There's poison underneath the sink, of course. But there's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I'll bet he spent a little time in jail. I heard he was up on the roof last night signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.